Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Jeremy Scott. Coming up, Christians pray for strength as an unexpected loss rocks Iran. Later, Kenyan kids find hope as floodwaters close school doors. Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi unexpectedly died Sunday in a helicopter crash, an announcement that sent shockwaves across the Muslim world. Iran's foreign minister and other officials were also killed. Raisi was known as a hardliner with a notorious record. He oversaw the 1988 executions of over 30,000 people and more recently ordered hijab crackdowns on women. 5 days of state-ordered mourning have barely begun, and the Iran government has already scheduled an election within 50 days for Raisi's replacement. Lana Silk, CEO of Transform Iran, says,
"You would think that that would potentially change many things in the country. The reality is that the supreme leader, Ali Khamenei, is literally the supreme leader of Iran and controls near enough everything. You could argue that all other extensions of government and authority are an extension of his will. And he has now already come officially and made a statement and said nothing is going to change."
What's next is uncertain, but Transform Iran is reaching the people through digital media with gospel reminders of the truth.
There is a higher authority, a good higher authority. There can be hope. So we continue to point the people of Iran to Jesus.
Pray more Iranians finally seek Christ. Meanwhile, Ukraine's president warns that Russia's latest push in Kharkiv may only be the first wave of a wider assault. Russia's war on attrition seems to grind on with no end in sight. Keys for Kids Greg Yoder says donor fatigue isn't the only challenge partners are facing in Ukraine.
It's become so political and polarized that many people who we were at one point wanting to help at all costs have now said, no, we can't afford to do this. This is not something that Americans should do. Let them fight their own war.
Russian guided bombs killed at least 3 Kharkiv residents on Friday and injured 28 others. Every day brings new concerns and people who need a listening ear.
Many of them are depressed, discouraged. They're full of anxiety. They don't know if they'll ever get to their homes, if this war will ever end. Will the Russians take over?
Nonetheless, hope remains.
Many people are coming to faith in Jesus Christ. And so many of these churches are almost even bigger now than they were before the war.
Now that you know, how will you respond? Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
We here at Keys for Kids Ministries have been coming alongside local pastors who are still in Ukraine and helping them just because they don't have the resources. They're asking again for 200,000 copies of Keys for Kids and Unlocked, our teen devotional in Russian and Ukrainian languages.
And the school year in Kenya is only about halfway through, beginning in January and ending in October. But for some Kenyan kids, the school year may already be over. Major flooding across the country damaged at least 62 primary schools. So, when other schools were reopening last week, 15,000 students from destroyed schools had nowhere to go. The slums of Kibera were especially impacted. At least 250,000 people have been displaced by the floods.
And then if water flooded classrooms, that's even worse because already just the issue of each child having their own workbook or sitting at a desk meant for two and there's three at it. All those hardships that are there every day, with or without floods.
That's Steve Holman with Kenya Hope, a ministry that supports Kenyan widows and children. Their hope centers provide food for kids and livelihood training for women, as well as gospel hope.
There's just so many obvious ways that we can show compassion and build a bridge, as it were, to have long-term opportunities to speak the truths of God's word into lives.
Pray for good governance in Kenya to address infrastructure issues in the wake of flooding. Pray encouragement for the Christians meeting people's needs. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. In the Middle East and North Africa, isolated believers risk everything to live out their faith. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, offers a free 7-day prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and tell the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click the banner ad at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.